Hey, man, we love to see us. Honor to be back here tonight and thank the Lord for another opportunity to be at Mountain View. It's been a while since we got to be here. I've been trying to get back, Randy said, and we appreciate the Lord just allowing us to get back out this way. We ain't even been home today. I told him we've been visiting out and about, and I told Paula, I said, we just going to hang around. I just felt the need just to come by and see y'all and see Brother Randy. I know people say this all the time. I didn't come this way to preach. I really didn't. But the Lord's been too good to me to try to get out of it. I learned a long time ago that you just trust the Lord and it'll work. And I appreciate that tonight. And I thank him. Believe me, I told the Lord, I said, I got a desire to go. I really do. I want to go. I meant this. I said, I just seem to go hear Randy or hear somebody else preach. Just going to go be part of the service. But the Lord said, you just go. So I'm just going to trust him for just a few minutes and the Lord's will be done. I'm going to read you some very, very familiar scripture, if I can find it right quick. I told you, I ain't even had time to sit down and start to read or anything today. So I'm just going to trust the Lord, that the Lord's will might be done. And we're going to find this, and I know we're close to where it's at, but y'all just pray that the Lord's will might be done. I may just have to quote it. I don't know. If I can't find it, it'll be all right too, but I appreciate the Lord, and I thank him for this church and what it means to us, and I thank you for Brother Randy and Sister Kathy, what they've meant to us down through the way, what a blessing they've been to us and a help. We all know what he is, and we know he's been part of our family for a long time, and had part of my family for a long time, and I appreciate it. But I thank the Lord for him and what it means to us. And y'all just pray for just a minute. I know it's in this scripture right here somewhere, but I might just quote it to you. I had it found a while ago, but I can't even find it right now. And I ain't going to worry about it. I ain't going to let the devil try to cheat us out of it. And I ain't even going to try to just tarry with it. But I know in the scripture in the book of Joshua, and I believe it's in the 24th chapter, and I can't find it, but it's very familiar scripture. Thank God tonight, and I appreciate it. But we all know that Joshua and them was about to go there, and Joshua came to them, and Joshua told them, and I might find it here in a little bit. If somebody knows where they're at, they can tell me. But Joshua told them, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. He said, whether it be the gods of the Amorites on the other side, wherever it may be. He said, but you choose you this day who you will serve. And I might find it here in just a few minutes, but I ain't worried about it. All you Bible readers, you know, if you can find it, you can tell me. We'll read it in a minute. But I appreciate it. It's just been a day. But I thank God that for the Lord and the Spirit of God, what we can feel inside our heart. And I appreciate it. You'll say, well, preacher, that's been preached on many and many times. Well, it may have been, but as far as I know, Brother Steve, it's still in the book. I can find it in a minute and read it to you, but that's what we've got. And I appreciate that tonight. This may be just a simple little message, and I may not stand 5 minutes, but I ain't worried about that either, thank God. I appreciate the Spirit of God, and I appreciate what I have felt, thank God. And we was out visiting this afternoon, and I promise you, I've had Randy on my heart for a couple of days, and I ain't even said nothing to Paula, but I knew he was going to be up here quite a while today, and I appreciate it. And there was many a times, I'm going to tell you, this afternoon, the old devil tried to get in the midst of it, and it was more than once, and we just started to go on home. But I'll tell you something, Randy, I had something down on the inside of me. I thank God, and I chose to come this way, and I appreciate it tonight. Thank God. I'll tell you, we were down at the church Wednesday night. As we began to leave, there was two or three of us there in the middle of the church, and we were just talking about the scripture. lecture and talking about things. And Brother Larry said something to me there in the middle of the aisle. We were just sitting there talking. He said, the devil gets on me all the time, just like he does everybody else. He said, but you know what? He said, I choose not to let him bother me tonight. And y'all pray for just a minute. Thank God. That's what we've been thinking about for the last couple of days. Brother, I ain't talking about getting out here and making bad choices in the world and doing this. Thank God tonight you've got a choice tonight, whether you let the old devil ride you back or not. Thank God, or whether you put him to flight and choose to serve the Lord tonight. That's exactly what I got on my heart and on my mind. Y'all pray. Thank God that the Lord's will be done. I told you, we preached this morning, had a great service. Thank God, and about wore out in body. But you know what? I wanted to feel the Spirit of God one more time, whether it be somebody else preach, whether it be whoever tonight. But thank God, Randy, I had a desire to feel it one more time. Thank God. You said, well, preacher, you could feel that right home. I probably could, but thank God I had a desire and a choice to come here tonight. Thank God. You know what? I chose to come here because thank God I wanted a blessing one more time. You say, preacher, that's the only reason you come to church. I thank God I come to church to serve the Lord. Out yonder, and I come to church to serve each other here. But thank God I'm glad that I can feel something when I come into this place. Brother, I ain't just talking about Hopewell. I'm glad when I go to church, thank God, that I got a desire to feel the Spirit of God. And brother, I guarantee you something. You got a choice of your life every morning when you wake up. Thank God tonight you can let him get on you. Or brother, you can put him to fly. You say, preacher, I don't have that power. No, but thank God Jesus does. And brother, I'm glad tonight. If you just trust the Lord, and if you pray to him, you know what I've found out? I found out he'll help me just like he does everybody else tonight. Thank God. You know what, Brother Leroy? I was laying in bed last night, woke up in the middle of the night, and old devil trying to run things through my mind, trying to put fear in me about a church this morning and church tonight, just trying everything he could discourage me. Sometimes you feel like you don't even want to get up and go to church, but you know what I did? I laid in that bed and I thought for just a minute, I ain't got to listen to this, thank God. I ain't got to put up with it. Thank God I serve a God. That brother, if I choose him, he's able to help me tonight. Thank God. You know what we talked about this morning? I ain't got to walk in the flesh every day of my life. Thank God we can walk in the Spirit because we're children of God, and the Lord will help you with it tonight. Folks, we ain't got to walk in the flesh as much as we do. Thank God to choose to serve the Lord, and the Lord will bless you for it tonight. Thank God. I was trying to find it, but I ain't worried about it now. Thank God. I got to thinking about what did old Paul and Silas, they got put in jail, Robert. Thank God down there in the prison. And what did an angel come by? Thank God. You know what? They could have sat in that jail whining and moaning and a belly aching and cried for everything they had. But you know what? They chose to serve the Lord tonight. Thank God. You know what they was doing? The Bible said they was singing praises unto God. Thank God. And the Bible said that the prison bars were open up tonight. Thank God. If you choose to serve the Lord will be there with you. Thank God. You ain't got to walk this world alone. I'm going to tell you something. I've been blessed. Thank God I've been blessed more than once. There ain't been too many times in my life, Randy, where I've had to go to church without Paula. Ain't been a few times where I've been sick. We've been blessed. Thank God. And she'll tell me though, every time I have to leave her. Wednesday night, she got sick. Well, that's urgent care. And you know what she said? She said, I don't like you go alone. Thank God. I know what she's talking about. But folks, if you choose to serve the Lord will go with you and you'll never be alone. I thank God for it. Well, I'm glad tonight. It's up to you whether you choose to let him ride you or whether you kick him off tonight. Thank God. What the jail Jerry used to say? He said, you want the devil off your back? Take the saddle off tonight. Don't give him a place to ride. Thank God. Get rid of him. Put him to flight. And the Lord will help you with it tonight. What did it say? Resist the devil. Submit yourself therefore unto God. Thank God tonight he'll have to go. He can't stand the presence of God. Ain't that what's good about it? Thank God, I'll tell you this right here. You can fight him all day long yourself. But if you'll ever submit yourself therefore unto God and get this old flesh out of the way, thank God the Lord will fight your battle for you tonight. Folks, I'll tell you, ain't it good sometimes when you just get so tired of fighting and you ain't got nowhere else to go. You fought as hard as you could. Yeah. Brother, knowing the whole time you ain't got to do it. Yeah. You fighting against the wind, they'll say. Yeah. Thank God if you choose the Lord. The Lord will even fight your battle for you. Yeah. Thank God he'll stand in front of you. Yeah. And folks, you know what? Just like old Larry told me, sometimes you just gonna have to choose not to let the devil get a hold of you. Thank God we serve too big of a God. Brother, he's the God of the universe. Can you imagine? He's bigger than the universe. He is the God of all gods. He's bigger than any space you can think of. Thank God he is a God. And I guarantee you that he's able and stronger to fight any battle that you can come up with tonight. Thank God. What did it say? Oh, Joshua and them fighting one day. Thank God. I'm just going to preach to you just a minute. Thank God. And the Bible says, oh, Joshua and them fighting one day. It said they got overwhelmed. It said they was coming from both sides out. And old Joshua didn't know what in the world to do. You know what he did? He said, I'm going to call on my God tonight. Ain't that what he said? Thank God. He said, I know what I'll do. He had fought and he had fought and he had fought. And they was about to get overtaken. And you know what? Jeff, he cried out unto God. He said, I need some help tonight. That's basically what he told the Lord. He said, I need some help. When's the last time you laid your stubborn pride down? Thank God. And asked the Lord. Say, Lord, I need some help. It's just that simple tonight. If you're a born again child of God, and I'm going to put it to you this way, if you're here lost and undone without the Lord, it's just that simple, thank God. If the Lord's dealing with your heart, brother, all you got to do is say, Lord, I need some help tonight. And you know what you'll find out? You'll find out that the same God helped every one of us. Thank God it'll be the same God that'll help you tonight. You just going to have to make a choice that you're willing to serve the Lord more than you are this flesh, and ask the Lord to help you, and thank God the Lord will help you tonight. Yeah. Brother, I'll tell you something. I've read it. I thank God. Oh, scientists tried to figure this old world out. And you know what, Leroy? They even tried to figure out the Word of God. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, boys. They got close. They got her pinned down pretty close. And I watched this documentary. Yeah. And you know what happened? They had the whole thing figured out. But they come to a point, Randy, where they were one day off. Thank God they could not figure it out. Thank God tonight. Folks, just ask the Lord to help you. And thank God the Lord will help you tonight. Them old boys, I can believe, tried everything within their power to figure this thing out. Son, but I'm going to tell you something. God's bigger than a carnal mind. Brother, it said it's enmity against God. I want to tell you something tonight. Sometimes get out of this old natural mind and get over in the spiritual mind. And thank God the Lord will help you tonight. Them old boys, you know what? They had her all figured out until they got to looking for that one day. And folks, I'll tell you something. The Bible said that Joshua cried out unto the Lord. He said, Lord, I need some help. You know what? The Lord heard Joshua and he heard his prayer. Folks, I ain't thought about this, read about this, nothing in a while. So y'all just gonna have to help me. Thank God tonight. I trust the Lord coming this way, and the Lord ain't left me yet, Brother Randy. Thank God he ain't going to. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, oh, Joshua and him was getting taken, overtaken. Yeah. The Bible says that the Lord heard Joshua's prayer. And you know what he did? The Bible says that Joshua, the Lord stopped time for Joshua. Didn't he say he held up the sun? Thank God. And brother, I'll tell you something. For one whole day, thank God. Ain't that what the scripture says? Brother, I'm going to tell you something tonight. You trust the Lord, and the Lord can even stop time for you tonight. You say, preacher, time don't stop for no man. You ain't never been in my shoes then, thank God. There's been times where I ain't worried nothing in this world about time. And the old devil trying to defeat you whole time. But thank God, get yourself out of the way. Get your eyes off the world. Get them upon the Lord, thank God. And the Lord can help you walk in the Spirit more and more every day, thank God. Well, I'm glad, folks, thank God that the Lord will help you walk in this world. He'll be with you every minute, every second, every day. But it's up to you whether you choose to let him walk with you or not. Folks, I'll tell you something. It don't matter if you're born again, child of God. You can walk as far away if you want to from the Lord. But I'll tell you this too. You can walk just as close as you choose to tonight. Brother, it's up to you and it's up to me how close I want to be to the Lord. Yeah. Thank God. The Bible says that the Lord stopped time for one whole day for Joshua. You know why? Said he stopped a time until he won the battle. Yeah. If that's what I remember it. Yeah. Thank God till he won the battle. And folks, then time started back. You ever had the Lord stop time for you? Folks, I don't know about y'all, but there's been times when I've left this world and the least thing on my mind, thank God, was time. Folks, I remember one night, that Sunday's always sticks in my heart, and I ain't thought about it in quite a while. Brother Robbie was pastoring this place one night, and Leroy, I'll never forget as long as I live. Thank God, we come up here and got in the midst of a good old foot washing meeting. If you say, folks, preacher, I wouldn't tell that to too many people. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sometimes choosing the Lord, all the time choosing the Lord, goes against this thing right here that you look at. It's a constant battle, Steve, and a constant fight. You know, old Robbie never would give nobody appointments. But you know what he'd tell you when he's going out the back door? He'd say, we having foot washing on this night, so-and-so. He said it wouldn't hurt my feelings to see you. Thank God that was way of Robbie's way of letting you know that he'd love for you to be here. I understand it, and everybody's different. So you know what? I had to make a choice whether I wanted to come back or not. Folks, it ain't easy, y'all know, coming to a stranger church. Y'all ain't strangers to me, but you know what I'm talking about. Folks, communion and foot washing a lot of time, it's for your church, thank God. It's for your church to get closer and to grow together. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what the Lord told me? He said, you're part of the church. Thank God. And folks, when we can get these churches out of the way and get a hold of these churches, thank God, it's amazing what the Lord can do. I thank God. Folks, I come on back up here that night. I'm sure none of y'all remember it, but I do. I thank God. Folks, ain't God good if you just trust him? You say, well, preacher, the Lord don't never help me. I will try him out every now and then. Thank God you'll find out that he fits you just like he fits me. And you'll find out that he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Randy, I love you. You know, I put my confidence in you for a long time. But I'm going to tell you something. There's times in the middle of the night when I can't get to you. There's times in the middle of the night where I can't get to my wife. There's times in the middle of the night where the old devil will wake you up and just try to tear you slap apart. Worried about this and worried about that. Worried about payroll. Worried about jobs getting done. Worried about this and worried about that. Folks, I'm done to the place now. I've been doing this 20-something years. Thank God he still gets on me all the time. But I have to make a choice, thank God, whether I'm going to listen to him or not. And you know what I've found out over the past few years? I found out it's easier to just trust the Lord. Thank God than it is to fight with the old devil. Folks, you know why? Because he's already defeated him. Thank God he's already put him in his place. I ain't worried about him putting in his place out yonder somewhere. Thank God he's already whipped him. He's already put him down. Thank God we're the ones that let him come back up tonight. I don't believe he's going to come back here, Brother Randy, and have the ability to torment me again. I don't believe he's going to come back here and have another fight with the Lord. The Bible says one day's 1,000 years and 1,000 years with one day with the Lord. Thank God tonight the Lord's already whipped him. The Lord's already won the victory. He's already got the battle done. So why don't you just trust in him tonight? Trust in him. And I guarantee you it'll work. I guarantee you it'll work. Come back up here that night, Brother Leroy. I'm still preaching to you about time. I don't matter to you if you trust the Lord tonight. I thank God. I'll never forget. I don't remember who helped at the table. You know why, Randy? Because I don't remember much about that night. I thank God they got the foot washing. Old Mallory and Emily used to get on me all the time. They said, Daddy, we don't know why in the world you love to go to them foot washings. I said, you don't never wash anybody's feet. They said, you get out of this world. And they said, we don't know if you ever washed anybody's feet. I thank God I'm talking, y'all. It's a battle to come to a foot washing meeting, and you might as well admit it, thank God. I don't know why I'm getting on foot washing. I'm just minding the Lord. Maybe somebody needs to hear. It's a battle to come to a foot washing meeting. I'm going to tell you something. I'm pastor of Hopewell Baptist Church, and it's a battle for me to go to foot washing. Folks, because nobody ever shows up. It's a battle and a struggle. You should think about your pastor sometime. Next time it comes around to that part. Thank God if you ain't going to wash feet, show up anyway and help him put the devil to fly. Thank God, I guarantee he's riding him stronger than you can ever imagine, thank God. I'm just going to give you all this. Ain't cost you nothing. Thank God, and because I know where he's at. I know what it's like to fight a battle like that. Thank God the devil tried to tell you he's got the victory. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. The Bible says we're two or three together. Thank God he'll be there in the midst. And folks, you get this right here. And the one down on the inside agreeing. That's two of us, thank God. I love to worship with you. But I'm glad, thank God, I can get a hold of him when I'm all by myself tonight. Thank God that he can win the battle for me. Thank God he'll fight. They ain't never seen a fight like this man can fight. Thank God you've seen him though. A boxing match and go 15 rounds. Son, I'm going to tell you something. I felt like I've went 15 rounds before. And you know what? Lord knocked him out in the first second. Thank God it ain't nothing for him. It don't take the first round or the 15th round. Thank God, because he's already knocked him down tonight. Thank God. You know what the world preached one time? You was there, I think. Preached, knocked him down, but not out. Folks, I want to tell you something. You better believe you get him knocked down. You're going to turn around. You know what? He's going to be right back there again. Because we deal with this flesh every day of our life. But you know what's good about it? Steve, every now and then the Lord will let you win a victory. Thank God. And it'll give you something to march on down the road with. And I thank God you need some help sometimes. You know what? I guarantee you go back and look at every war that's ever been fought. Somewhere, somehow, there's some papers wrote down. Thank God, and there's some maps with things drawn on them showing where they won this victory at and how they won that victory. And I'll tell you this right here. I guarantee they're on there too, how they lost that battle and what they can do to improve the next time they faced it. Folks, I'm going to tell you what you can do next time to improve. Quit trusting in yourself, thank God, and start trusting in the Lord tonight. It'll work. Say, preacher, we didn't come up here to hear all this. Oh, well, I'm going to throw it right back on him. You blame Randy. He asked me to stand. He put it on me. I'm going to put it back on him. Thank God tonight. Folks, but I wouldn't take nothing in the world for it. You know what the Lord, the old devil tried to tell me is all this afternoon. Now I'm listening. You listen to me. I'm talking. I just left this world this morning down here at Hopewell. Son, I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever been any further than where I got to this morning. Folks, I enjoyed it, Randy. And you know what the old devil's been telling me all the afternoon? He said, there ain't no need in you going over there. He said, well, Randy gonna put you up. He said, when he puts you up, you ain't never gonna get back to where you got to. He said, you're gonna fall flat in your face. Thank God I heard it all afternoon. That's one of them times I started to head south and go to Darrisville. But you know what? I got a desire to trust God, Randy. I got a desire to put the old devil in his place one more time. And you know what? I found out you just trust the Lord, it'll work. Thank God for it tonight. The Lord's blessed us one more time. I got a desire, thank God, Randy, just to mind the Lord tonight. And you know why? Because it'll work. Brother, we all should just get stronger in the Lord tonight. Put the old devil to the fly. Thank God he'll have to flee from us. Brother, I guarantee you he ain't got no choice. He'll flee from you. Brother, I'll tell you, he tried to mess with the Lord even in the garden. That's what I got hooked up this morning. Lord opens the stuff up to me, little boy I ain't never seen. He said, preacher, that simple little messages. That simple little place that in the scripture. Son, it goes a lot further than what you ever think of. You know what? I told him this morning, old Garden of Gethsemane, you know what it was close to? It was very close, they said, to the Mount Olive. You know what they did there at the Mount Olive? Son, they'd take him olives and they'd run them to a press. And you know what it did to them? It pressed the whole stuff down, got the good stuff out of it, and did away with the bad stuff. And folks, I'll tell you something. That's exactly what God was doing with Jesus in the garden. You say, preacher, you can't see all that in the air. Well, you're going to talk to the Lord about it. I saw it this morning. Thank God he needed a victory. He was fighting the flesh just like me and you do. You say, he was God. He was the Messiah. It don't matter at that time. He was fighting a battle tonight, and he needed some help. And you know what he did? He did what we need to do more. He got down on his knees and prayed unto the Lord until his blood, a sweat, became his great drops of blood tonight. He spent some time in agony with God for the help that he needed tonight. Let me tell you what. He come up from there. He told Peter and him, he said, let's go. Got out there and the whole guards met him. Bible said Peter took his sword, cut one of them's ear off. You know what the Lord told Peter? He said, uh-uh, Peter. He said, my time is at hand. He done got to the place he needed to be. That's why he had to go to the garden. And folks, I'm going to tell you, when you get to that place, the Lord can help you. The Lord will be there to help you. I'll never forget that night, Leroy, that foot washing. I got to preaching. And you know what? I don't remember much. I promise y'all as much as I can promise you. I don't remember much. All I remember is, and I'm telling you, all I remember is we got in the truck. My wife, Randy, was scared to death. I mean, absolutely scared to death. She was about shaking. I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "I was worried. Thank God that you wasn't coming back." Thank God for it. She was serious. She could be, Steve. She was scared, slapped to death. Thank God. Because I done won the victory. Thank God. I done got over with the Lord, and the Lord helped me. And she was absolutely scared to death, shaking in her boots. And she thought the Lord would just go, "Take me on out of here." Thank God. That's what we pray about, ain't it, folks? And thank God tonight, I got to win another victory just like I have tonight. Thank God, if you'd ask the Lord will help you with it. Lord will help you win the victory. You ain't got to fight this thing alone. You ain't got to fight it. You got to choose. To preach right this simple scripture, that's what I got. You just got to choose. I'll tell y'all, I ain't never talked to too many men about stuff. I've tried to always figure it out for myself and let the Lord show me. But I've talked to this one a couple of times. You know, and there's been a few times. You know what he'd tell me? Oh, I can just see him right now. You just want to choke him. He said, Just keep digging, boy. Huh? Am I wrong, Jeff? I know I heard it too many times. Heard it too many times. I'm going to tell y'all something, too. Thank God for them times, Randy. Thank God for them revival times. Thank God for them ordination services. Thank God for them foot washing services that we've drove to. Thank God more than once we've come out of there and we've drove all the way from LJ to Jasper trying to find ice cream. Huh? Trying to find ice cream. Randy likes his cream. But thank God just for them memories. I'm going to tell you sometime, folks, it helps me. Not only with him, but all y'all. And the memories I've got of this church. Memories I've got of Stoners. The memories I've got of Emmanuel. Thank God the memories I've got of Salicor Creek. And now thank God making memories at Hopewell. Amen. Folks, I'm going to tell you, them's the times that helps us fight the battles, Randy. Them are the times where you get him to open up sometimes when you're driving down the road. I don't know if y'all have ever been with him and Earl Abernathy doing about 90 down the interstate and both of them preaching up a storm. Earl just slapping the steering wheel, am I wrong? Slapping the steering wheel, slapping the dash, and just a preaching, doing about 90 down the interstate. I've been there. You know what? Sometimes it's them things that keeps me going. It's them times that brings joy to me. It's them times that I get a victory, thank God, just because of the times that we've been through, thank God. Ain't it good? Folks, he's a pretty quiet person. But I thank God these times he's opened up. They're special, Randy. Randy knows it. They're special. But they've helped me fight a battle. I've been in his house at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm telling you about times that help you fight a victory. Amen. Fight a battle that'll help you win a victory. It ain't nothing about me, but it's just special times. Yeah. I've been there at 4 o'clock in the morning when everybody's sitting there crying their eyeballs out. You don't know what to do. Yeah. Even hard for this one to trust in the Lord. But he did. Yeah. I'll tell y'all something, and I ain't bragging on him. I'm just telling you what's coming to me. I can remember when we first started preaching and left Stoners and Randy come. You know what we thought, Steve? And I still think it. We always said Randy was 9 foot tall and bulletproof, just like old Superman. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what I learned, what I found out? He fought battles just like I do, Leroy. He fought a lot more of them than I do. I'll say this and I'll let him get a verse of the song. I told the Lord one time, I did. I said, Lord, I'd like to preach like Randy. I'd like to have the power they got. It's when I first started preaching. I said, I'd like to have the power of this one and preach like this one. You know what the Lord come to me, Steve? Plain as day. He said, you can. He said, but are you willing to go through what they've been through? You know what I did, Jeff? I started backing up. I did. I said, wait a minute, Lord. I've seen their life. I've seen the battles they fought, and I've seen the things they've gone through firsthand. Lord, I don't know if I want to go through all that. But folks, you better be willing to go through the fire if you want the power. And you better be willing to choose the Lord and not the world. Because I guarantee you, in a spiritual strength, you ain't going to get no power from the world. You ain't going to get nothing to help you fight a battle. You know why? Because the scripture said this is not a natural fight we fight anymore. It's not a natural battle that we fight. They used to. And folks, I ain't looking to fight another one out yonder somewhere after a while. And I ain't looking for Christ to fight another one. He's done fought it. He's already won the victory. That's why he's able to help us. That's why he's able to help us. Everybody's always said that Christ went through everything we could ever face. I'm learning more and more every day. Just like this morning, the Lord opened more stuff up to me. And I found out even this morning more the Lord went through just for me. Huh? I did. You want to win a battle? You choose the Lord. Or you can keep agonizing, keep fighting, and keep struggling all you want to. And you ain't going to do nothing but go deeper, deeper, deeper. Ain't that what Jonah did? Huh? Ain't that what Jonah did? Lord, all they asked him to do was go to Nineveh and preach 8 little words. And he chose to follow himself instead of the Lord. You know what it did? Got him in trouble. And it cost him. Not only did it cost him, it cost everybody on that boat that he paid the fare and got on to. And folks, it'll cost everybody around you if you keep trying to fight the battle yourself. Because I guarantee you in this flesh, you ain't going to win. You ain't going to win. I'm a pretty big old boy, Steve. We cut a tree down last Wednesday or Thursday. I don't even remember when it was. And we left a stump about that high. And we cut that thing off. That's probably about a 4, 4.5 foot log. Probably that big around. You know what I had in my mind I was going to do? I was going to pick that log up. We already had a tree piled that high up on the trailer. I said, I'm going to pick that log up and I'm going to throw it on top of that pile to wear down. You better watch your battles that you pick. You better watch your battles. I got her up. I did. I ain't 18 years old anymore, Jeff, but I got her up. I got her to my shoulder. You tell you what, I got her even right here to where I was going to throw it. I didn't make it. I throwed that thing, hit side that trailer, and come back at me, and I took off running. Yeah. I did. Robert, I wasn't going to pick it up again. I got Brock, and I said, come on, we're going to get this thing together. You know what we did together? We picked that thing up, Randy, together. And we throwed it on top of that pile and did what we needed to do. You do it together and you'll win the victory. And I ain't even only talking about the Lord. You call on the church to help you. And the church will help you. Everybody hates to. I'm going to hush, Randy. I ain't meddling, but I'm going to hush. Everybody in the world blames everything on the church. It ain't the church's fault if you get out here and do things in this world. it ain't the church's fault, so quit blaming the church. If you start working with the church instead of against the church, you'll find out what a help the church can be to you. I'm going to leave that right there where it lays. Randy, come on now, get a verse of a song.